Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Don't be shy. Let's talk video games at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. Excuse me, live radio. Don't write it down, dial it up at 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. We're going to talk video games here for the next hour on all these great sports talk networks. Coming to you from San Francisco, Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world also on the great American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, it doesn't matter. Doing a great job keeping us and our allies safe. And we know you love playing the video games. Also, we are on SBNationLive.com as we stream through there. We're on SportsByline.com. Go there, click Listen Live to hear the shows. You want to write me an email, send those to Rick at SportsByline.com. Use that address to win the video game. I'll give away a brand new one at 40 after. So a little bit more than a half hour. Also, at the end of the show, the cheat code. Request a cheat code for an older game, and I'll look it up for you. Rick at SportsByline.com. Also, apropos applications to receiving this program include, but are not limited to, the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, and also the fantastic Stitcher app as well. Plus, on your television sets, in 35 million homes, we have Holmes. What's up, Holmes? We got the CRN Digital Plus 2 Cable Radio Network Channel 2, where they're 24/7 as well. You want to write me an email, Rick at sportsbyline.com. I think I said that. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's. So sometimes I have an interview on the show. No interview lines are open the whole way through. Not just the game at 40 after, but I'll let you know what's new this week as well. But what's going on in your video game world? You're my unpaid correspondent. What do you like? What do you not like? Tell me. I want to know. The nation wants, the world wants to know at 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. What's overhyped? What's underhyped? What do you like? Let us all know. Even if I could play video games 24/7, you wouldn't agree with everything I like. So what's your cup of tea, y'all? 1-800-878-PLAY. So Fallout 4, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking with the series on Prime, very well done as far as keeping it legit and little things for Fallout fans like myself to notice, that it gave me a hankering to play Fallout 4 again. And, as I mentioned, I put it in and my last save was from December of 2017. I was like, wow. Now, I've been playing 76 before that, and now 76 is an old game. But I had accumulated so much stuff in Fallout 4, and we knew that on April 25th there would be a new DLC. It would be some new missions. And so I was fired up. So I got acclimated to the Boston area again, the Commonwealth. And I had just gone to Boston in December for Army-Navy. And thank you, USAA, for that. And, you know, going to places like Faneuil Hall and the USS Constitution and Boston Common, and you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It's in the game. And also, it's very cool to just to see all the progress I had made in that game, you know, over 100 hours played and just all the power armor I had lined up there as well. And in my little home, no one attacks anymore. I've got machine guns everywhere. I made three different robots to patrol the place. So it was fun to finally get the new DLC. and there are 6 new missions. And as soon as you download them, all 6 begin. And one of them, I just had to find this guy named Pyro. And it was just basically kill Pyro. So found him on the map, fast traveled over there, saw a little on the crest of a little hill, somebody had a fire going. And so I threw one frag up there without even looking. And I almost never throw grenades in that game. Had my power armor on, ready to go. Boom. Mission accomplished. Pyro's dead. One grenade. And then there was another one. I had to go to Nuka World. So that was a DLC. And they ask you, do you want to update all your DLCs and delete all of them? And I said, no, I don't want to delete all 6 and then redo them. I'll wait till it's on the PS5 for that. And more about that in a second. So I went to Nuka World, which takes a while. You have to get on a tram. And then, you know, the only maddening thing about the game, the load times are pretty heinous, but you get used to it. I mean, it's almost like watching an NFL game. You basically just watch commercials, you know. There's a football play once in a while, but it's mostly... Anyway, there's a lot of load times, as we know. And so there was another one. I had to go into this little place in Nuka World and kill this other guy, and I have the spray and pray machine gun with the exploding bullets. I think I shot him 3 times in less than a second, and he was dead. I'm not complaining. It might be a little bit too easy, but I'm not complaining. You can still mix it up, and my challenge usually is to go somewhere without the power armor, and I'm basically the biggest threat to myself is myself, because if I shoot even a little bit down or into a wall or whatever, a dumpster or a car, the exploding bullets come back at me. And since I've started playing again, I only died 1 time, and that was when I was building at my home. I went as high as you possibly could go before they don't let you go anymore. And then I was deleting some planks, and I accidentally deleted the plank I was standing on. So I died. But you know, it's fine. It just reloaded right there. But that's basically the only way I can die is killing myself. Nobody, I mean, even when I get into a real scrap and I got like 6 dudes all around me and I'm getting lit up, I look at my health, gone down to like 90. But I put in the time to do the crime. I put in the time to be that dominant. And so it's just like Skyrim. The first time I saw that giant in the middle of the field and he hit me with a club and I went as high as a fighter jet. I mean, it's like he just basically golfed me into the sky. And I got to the point later, I had a Daedric Warhammer and I walked up to him and killed him in one hit. That's like after 60 hours, 80 hours of gameplay. You earn that, right? This isn't like gold farming and, you know, time is money. I'll buy a 130th level paladin for $5,000. No, I did it on my own. So it's fun to go back in that world again. My favorite, I didn't even realize it. My favorite thing about Fallout 4 is I don't have to eat and drink, which I thought I did. That's only to regain health. I got so used to Fallout 76 where you're constantly like, your tongue's hanging out because you're thirsty. You constantly have to eat. And that's just a stupid thing to add in. It's like the first Far Cry, which was just, maybe it was Far Cry 2, but it was just horrible because you were addicted to drugs. And you always had to go get the antidote to the drug. And the antidote was always in this like gang hideout in the jungle. And you'd ride in on your Jeep and you'd shoot everybody up, use all your ammo, all your like stim packs, health packs, whatever. It was almost a Pyrrhic victory. You make it out. And then 20 minutes later, the screen starts going blank again. Oop, you need the antidote again. I'm like, who thought this was fun? Who thought that was cool? It's like, oh, it's a good way to give you anxiety. Well, I'm not playing video games to have anxiety. All right. I'll take a challenge. You get creeped out now and then. But anyway, so now, and I'm going to give it a go. I'll give it a go after the show. apparently, and I'll get back to you on this, apparently, if I put my Fallout 4 disc into my PS5, it will say, do you want to upgrade it to PS5? Now, somebody else told me that only works with Game of the Year edition, which would really stink because that penalizes the people who got in early. And Game of the Year edition is great, but that's for people who are, those are the Johnny Come Latelys, and they're like, we want all the DLC, and that was cool for them. So why didn't you do it before the show, Rick? Because I didn't, but I'm going to report back next week whether that works or not. But yeah, I've been playing on, and the PS4, man, that's from 2013. That is just like, I have to yell contact. Somebody has to like crank the front of the car. The propeller goes. It. I'm trying to charge up these things on these mini plug. It's just, it's nuts and bolts being held together by scotch tape. It comes on by itself. It'll eject the disc by itself. It's cranky. But I do get it work to work well enough that I can play pretty consistently as well. And I miss that game. I really do. You know, it's like playing Battlefield 1 or Battlefield 4. Why are the new games worse than the old games? It's because making a sequel is usually worse in Hollywood too, isn't it? Well, we'll see. 4 was certainly better than 3. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the video game review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after the hour. I'm Rick Tittle, by the way, and this is the Video Game Review. Also, I should mention, on Sirius Satellite, Sirius XM, Channel 211, Dan Patrick Channel. Great to be on Sirius as well. Are you serious? Yes, I am. I was checking out the new Manor Lords early access, and I was reading. I'd like to get a little perspective. Liana Hafer with IGN, as they throw in a lot of graphics too. But this game, when you look at it, it's beautiful. They got these great villages with the half timbered, or as they say in Germany, the Fachwerk. You've got these almost romance of the kingdoms type of battle in a forest, you know, guys and just dozens of soldiers engaging as well. It's got a very, I don't want to say complicated, let's just say precision balanced economy as you interact with. And that's why you need to have your militia to, you know, keep the bandits away. And it's not super duper ready just yet, because it is fun to lay out streets and market squares and put villagers to work on farms and workshops, and it's pretty well paced. There is a road tool, which is a little complicated at times. You kind of snap everything together. But it does look realistic once you get it. And one of the cool touches, in addition of the backyard workshops, where you have right where people live, you can make money off that. Sort of like the stores in Skyrim and Whiterun. But what they're trying to do with Manor Lords is capture that, then have, you know, a factory. You know, just this massive building. People live here, people work there. Which wasn't always the case. I remember being in the 80s in this little town in Germany, and the supermarket was this woman's house. She had like two extra freezers, and she would sell like milk and bacon and eggs and stuff. And it's not medieval times, but it feels kind of cozy as well. You know, you're the blacksmith, he's going to do it in his backyard. You've got somebody maybe making beer, and then they sell it to the tavern. Very good sound design as well. You can hear the rainstorms and the thunder, and then the road is wet. It's got puddles everywhere. And then in the winter, there's, you know, frost and snow, and there's animations for something as simple as getting water that are very meticulously detailed. And, you know, you zoom into it, you can really see something as well. And there's even a really cool feature that just runs around. It'll let you run around as a character on your own. But the thing that's weird about it, for one thing, you'll always be the same exact guy no matter which portrait you chose for your ruler during setup. And maybe that'll change. But another thing, the collision detection on the buildings is not ready. Because an open gate, there's an invisible wall, and then maybe there's a cement wall in a church. You just go through like a ghost to come out in the beta testing. But as I said, it's work in progress in the UI right now. And, you know, Manor Lords is upfront about what's finished and what's not. You know, the sheep are deformed and they look almost like monsters. It doesn't ruin the experience, but it just kind of reminds us that we're in early access. So the question is, would you be interested in playing an early access game when it's not finished? And, you know, it's basically saying, I mean, if you're not interested in playing it at all, you're not interested in playing it at all. But some people will wait till it's 1.0 and some people don't mind if it's unfinished. But the main difficulty in Manor Lords comes from keeping your villagers supplies with food and firewood so they don't die off, right? And you have to give them clothes and you have to give them food and beer and then level up their dwellings and then you can start making money. And it's a little economic loop that you know, offers enough friction to prevent outright snowballing, especially when you get a large population that is dependent on your crops and mills and bakeries as well. And if you want to specialize a settlement in making money for trade, and you can do that as well. It's like I have one rich friend who has a little extra house in Napa, and he has a vineyard. And he's not a vintner. He doesn't make wine. He just sells the grapes to people who do make wine. You do it like that. So there are limited ways to distribute the five families' labor that you start off with that won't get you into trouble. They give you some tutorials, but I mean, you can hold tab to see what everybody in a given building is doing, but you couldn't find a way to list all of the families and what they were assigned to. So it's like, this is what they're doing. And it's like, well, I didn't tell them to do that. The other thing that can go wrong is that bandits come in before you have a full militia. And there's no recovering from this. So you have one save file, and you could have two bandits just stick around, and every time you load the game, they just burn everything to the ground as fast as you can build it. So that run is over. You basically have to start the game again. And even when you do get army assembled, and that you get into that RTS combat, as I was talking about, kind of like Total War with formations. You got 20 to 40 guys, spearmen, axemen, pikemen, archers. You can, you know, look at the weapons and the shields and the armor. You can make it yourself, trade for it yourself. And then you build a manor, and then you can have those elite cadre of men-at-arms, and you can be recruiting them. They're fully customizable and have better gear. The good news is that issuing orders is very easy, and they're just charge forward, give ground, stuff like that. But your ultimate adversary is the nasty baron across the way. They were never able to put together an army that could compete with one even fair-sized town that we could muster. So random bandits become almost a joke to deal with once you have at least two full regiments. And, you know, you just, as I said, you get stronger and then you can just stomp them out very, very easily. And that manor, it's quite bare bones and clunky at the point. There's a tax office that doesn't do anything. You can build walls and towers, but everything enclosed by them is considered part of the blueprint of the manor, which stops you from building anything else in that area ever again. So you can theoretically wall off your whole settlement. But if you ever need to move, demolish, or rebuild, then you're SOL. So you probably just better plopping the basic building manor and the garrison next to each other so they can help each other out. And, you know, the early days, there's only one map, and it's very big. It's very pretty. There are a lot of regions. But, you know, looking forward to seeing a lot more varied geography in the final version, and also not letting the player pick your starting tile is annoying as well. And sometimes you just need to start it over and over again until you get the tile you want. But it's beautiful medieval city builder. It'll keep you occupied for hours. You know, it's definitely unfinished in a lot of critical ways. But it's a great foundation, and, you know, you might remember Baldur's Gate 3 when it first released into early access. A lot of people were like, oh my gosh, this game is so buggy, and it became Game of the Year. That's not going to happen with Manor Lords. But it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And this, by the way, is a Microsoft exclusive. So it's on the X and S, the One, and the PC as well. So we'll have to wait for the PS5 version, if it ever is going to come. Bueller, PS5. All right, we will take a break, and when we come back, I will give away a brand new game, and I'll tell you what's new this week, and more of your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Rise of the Game.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to win the game. And I have the new updated Fallout 4 for the PS5, the code. Oh, you know you want to play it. It's also available for the Xbox X and S, the PC, the 4, and the 1, of course, with the 6 new missions as well. Of course, this is a 9-year-old game getting a little renaissance to it. My question is, Fallout, did they make a TV show out of that or not? Don't get too complicated, Rick. That's my question. Fallout, did they make a TV show or not? Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer gets Fallout 4 update for PS5. Of course, this is made by Bethesda Game Studios. One of the great games of all time. Emails Rick at sportsbyline.com. Chris from Oakland, California, says that his kid is playing Doors on Roblox and wondered if I had anything to say about Doors. Well, Roblox is mostly a little kid game. So I don't play it, but Doors is and can be a very scary game because what it is, it kind of reminds me of the end of the old PS2 game Dark Cloud, where you could go 100 floors up and each story in the tower. It took me 3 days to do it. It was like 33 floors per day. But Doors is 100 rooms, and you have to go through 100 rooms without dying any of the monsters. They're called entities, and the entities range and scare factor and damage dealt. You will always meet Seek and Figure twice on the journey to 100. The other monsters appear at random, but you'll see plenty of them over time. Currently, 100 doors is the limit, but it is teased for more content as well. But yeah, that thing with the whole head is just a mouth with teeth all around, kind of like this like succubus lamprey thing. And then there's one where you open the door. I think it was door 99. It's just like a bunch of giant eyes. You've got the one where the windows where these arms are flying in at you. Another one, you open the door, it looks like this hideous jack-o'-lantern in there. And it also kind of reminds me of a game back on the old PlayStation 1. Maybe it was PS2. No, I think it was the first PlayStation. Where you were in a haunted house and you were the ghost and you would set traps for people. And it was actually pretty fun, except no one ever came. And so, you know, I would have a spook here, I'd have a trap door here, I'd have like a bear trap there, I'd have a chandelier falling here, and then you had to wait for somebody to come into the house. And nobody ever came into the house, which is which was really lame. But it was a good idea anyway, at the time. But anyway, Chris, thanks for the email. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Keep them coming. By the way, I saw this news story, which I thought was pretty hilarious as somebody who was raised Catholic like myself. There was a priest in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Shout out Pottstown, Sports Byline affiliate city. A Catholic priest in Pottstown over the weekend was found to have spent over $40,000 of church money on mobile games, including Candy Crush and Mario Kart. This came from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Reverend Lawrence Kozak was arrested on April 25th. I guess it's not funny, but his parish, St. Thomas More Church, a man for all seasons. And the Archdiocese of Philadelphia removed him from the parish after an internal investigation said he spent an astronomical amount of Apple transactions on the church's credit cards. And this started in September 2019. And he also used church funds to buy gifts for his goddaughter. And so Kozak reportedly told investigators the money was used to power up and give him an advantage in his mobile games. And he said he was seeking counseling for his addiction. And he denied intentionally using church funds for the games. He said that his charges to the church's credit cards happened because they were linked to his cell phone. Well, when it says use Apple Pay, I think most people know what credit card that's attached to. So I don't know if did he think that the 40 grand was coming out of his own account? As Dennis Miller said, I could never be a priest, four words, no chicks, no cash. Yeah, you usually don't have a lot of money. Probably wouldn't feel good if the collection plate came around and you put in a $5 bill when you went to mass, or maybe you were giving a tithe of your salary as well. So the Philadelphia Inquirer states that the financial record shows that Kozak repaid 10 grand to the parish credit card, and then he mailed an $8,000 check after he got kicked out of the parish as well. He also wrote a note of apology, and he still owes $2,000, and right now he is free on bail. And the Philadelphia Inquirer says that he, quote, was reviewing the charges and planned to contact prosecutors about this case in the coming days. Well, therein, and it's kind of ha-ha because it's a priest, I feel sorry for him. It is an addiction. I remember Jack Black admitted to spending like over $1,000 on a golf game. I forget which golf game he had. He just had to have the new club and the new shirt and the new hat, all the cosmetic things. We had a professional athlete a few years ago in the NBA. His kids had spent thousands on microtransactions, and he didn't find out until it was too late because he let them go ahead and go for it. The thing that I think is interesting, like, I have this game show network casino on my phone, which is pretty fun. It's got a lot of different slots. It's got a lot of different games as well, and bingo and stuff. And every day it gives you like at least $5,000 to play with. But you can buy more cash. A couple of times I've had over like $4 million. But if you want to buy like $4 million, it'll cost you $100 in real money. And I always wonder, can I sell this to some, can I gold farm this and sell this to somebody else? But I thought, why would you buy, when they're giving you coins, why would you buy fake coins? I don't know. But like I said, it's an addiction. The old story of Arch Schleicher, the former Ohio State and Colts quarterback, Baltimore Colts quarterback, that his gambling addiction was so bad that his one call from prison wasn't to his wife or his lawyer or his dad, was to his bookie so that he could make a bet. And that ain't good. One other thing I want to mention before we get to the new releases here. A new 8-bit do Ultimate Controller is headed to Xbox, and apparently it's going to have a lot of customization. And you think, well, you know, it's going to launch on June 13th, so that's like about 6 weeks away. You can pre-order it for $70 as well. That's the thing that makes it attractive, is that it's $70. And it's compatible with platforms outside of the Xbox ecosystem. You can sync it up to your PC if you got a 2.4 gigahertz wireless or Bluetooth. Bluetooth, it says it's Android supported for mobile as well. And now some people will say, well, you can kind of get the exact same controller for on Amazon right now for $57, but the existing version of the Ultimate works wirelessly, not just on PC mobile, but also on the Nintendo Switch. But if you do use the Switch model, you're going to get the wrong layout. What does that mean? Well, Switch controllers reverse A and B as well as X and Y, which will be very frustrating if you're used to that playing on PC, and then you got to flip it again, and then you'll flip out. All right, let's take a look at the new games this week. And this is also, as they say, you know, the end of the month. So there are some games that get thrown into this equation, but we'll let you know all of them here. El Shaddai Ascension of the Metatron HD. That is on the Nintendo Switch. Sherwood Extreme. It's very blocky looking Robin Hood game on the PC. Braid Anniversary Edition. On all the big systems. That's PC, Switch, One, X and S, 4 and 5. Foot Gun Underground on the PC. Front Mission 2 Remake. X and S, One, PC, 4 and 5. Gloomhaven Buttons and Bugs. It's for your phones, Android and iPhone. Loop Hero, another phone game. Sea of Thieves for the PS5. The Sunsoft Evercade edition is now on, if you have the Evercade. Tales from Candleforth. This is on the 4 and 5, the Switch, the 1, the X and S, and PC. The Foretold Westmark Legacy on the PC. The Lullaby of Life on the PC. Yoke Heroes, A Long Tamago. This is on your phones and the personal computer. Ario. That's ARIO on the PC. Pico Interactive Collection 4. That's on the Evercade. Strike Rush on your phones. Tendril on the PC. Arkane Age, PC and PS5. Atomic Picnic. I like that. Blow up some ants. That is... on the PC, Awkward 2, the party game of Savage Secrets on the PC. Blade Chimera, this is Switch and PC. We also have Boyhood's End, that sounds mean, very anime looking PC. Bruise and Bastards, B-R-E-W-S, on the PC. We have Death Relives, very scary looking game. On everything but the Switch and the 4. Also, Demon School, which is on everything, including Linux. Digested, it's got a snake on its cover for the PC. Also, Enemy of the State on the X and S, PC, and PS5. Evil versus Evil, this is 5 X and S and PC. And finally, Fun with Ragdolls Plus is on the PC as well. All right, we will take a quick break and we will come back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one's from Nettie. N-E-D-D-Y. What's up, Nettie? Nettie says, Rick, Super C, how do I get the 10 lives? Wow. We're going way back here. Super Contra. And it's not as famous as the Contra 30 lives code, but you do get a 10 lives boost in Super Contra. You go to the title screen and go right, left, down, up, A, B, and start. And all of a sudden, you'll see you have 10 lives. Once again, head to the title screen in Super C on the NES. Right, left, down, up, A, B, and start. And you'll see 10, and Red Falcon just does not stand a chance once you get through something like that. So once again, the email address If you have a they only gave me an hour a week for this topic of video games. I understand why, but actually I don't understand why. But you can email me throughout the week if you have any other video game question, comment, or concern, and I will get back to you. Rick@sportsbyline is the email address. So we return you to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk, and we'll see you next time right here on the Video Game Review.